Years ago, we became friends with this gentleman. He is Congressman from the 8th District, Northern Illinois, Raja Krishnamurthy, Peoria native, Richwoods grad. Go Richwoods. Raja, good to see you.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Hey, my son's graduating from Richwoods in a couple of weeks. He'll be like you.
Wow.
He'll be like you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Also, we got more dirt on you as Greg just met your old boss.
Yeah, I met one of your old bosses. At the end of this interview, I'll tell you what I got. Let's get right at this. The congressman, along with others, has been working hard. The China Committee, the Select Committee on China, you have co-chaired with Congressman Gallagher of Wisconsin. He has now quit, right? He's resigned?
Yeah, he resigned on Saturday.
Yeah. So moving forward, some of the stuff you guys have been working on has a lot to do with the opioid epidemic. What have you learned?
Well, we actually issued a report with regard to fentanyl, and two statistics kind of are eye-popping about this issue. One is that 97% of all illegal fentanyl in the U.S. comes from China.
Wow.
And then the second statistic is that last year, more than 110,000 people in the U.S. died of fentanyl poisoning, and there were zero reported deaths related to fentanyl in China. And so that illustrates a couple things. One is that the Chinese are very good. The Chinese Communist Party is very good about policing drug trafficking within China. Mm-hmm. In fact, they execute drug traffickers. On the other hand, with regard to the export of these deadly drugs, they turn a blind eye or worse. And we found that they actually subsidize the export of these drugs to the U.S.
So now, do these make their way to Mexico? Is it fentanyl coming over and then Mexico mixes it with heroin or cuts various drugs with the fentanyl? How does that work?
Yeah, that's one of the ways. It exports what are called fentanyl precursors, which are kind of the components of fentanyl. And so they export it to Mexico, where the Sinaloa cartel primarily, which is kind of the main gang involved or cartel involved in pressing these fentanyl pills together, then sends it over the border to the U.S. But the other way that people can actually get synthetic opioids from China, believe it or not, is you can just go online
to Chinese websites.
Hmm. You can. I displayed this during my opening statement at the hearing about fentanyl, where you can go online, click a link, you can buy a kilo of something like protonitazine, which is a synthetic opioid, even more deadly than fentanyl, and buy a kilo of this stuff for $20 and have it mailed to the U.S. And so we have some policy recommendations with regard to that issue. But, I believe we have to go to the source. We have to go to the PRC, People's Republic of China, and get the CCP to do certain things that are extremely important with regard to this issue.
What leverage do we have to do that?
Well, one of the astonishing facts that we found is that there are thousands of companies that actually do legal business in the U.S. by exporting different types of chemicals and products to the U.S. that have this side hustle where they're engaging in this export of illegal fentanyl and fentanyl analogs and precursors and so forth. And so we've got to basically impose sanctions on them and confront them with the stark choice. Either you stop with this illegal side hustle or face crippling sanctions. You can't participate in our economy and do this.
Yeah, I was wondering about how we leverage China. You know, I came across a story that I thought, I don't know if this is true or not, but I keep reading more in depth about organ harvesting in China, Falun Gong members, Uyghurs, all the human rights abuses that are going on, the harassment of Chinese and Falun Gong members here in the United States. You've commented on some of that as well. How do we leverage this out? Sanctions upon more sanctions? At what point do you think that they will make a change?
Well, I think one of the most interesting, developments recently is that the Chinese economy is tanking right now. even at the same time that the U.S. economy is growing. And we can go more into that, but the Chinese economy is struggling, to say the least, right now. And so they're courting foreign investment. They want greater access to trade with the U.S. and others. And so we have to leverage that market access to get the things that we want. A long time ago, we decoupled access to our economy with their performance on human rights, okay? We also decoupled their access to the U.S. economy with a number of other issues as well. And now what we're saying is we got to couple them back together.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've got to make access conditional on their performance on human rights, conditional on their performance with regard to economic aggression of other kinds, such as dumping their products on our economy and undercutting our companies. And, of course, this issue of fentanyl has to be treated accordingly as well.
You know, if we'll move on from this in a second, but I just had the thought when you were telling me those numbers. If I could make the argument that 110,000 Americans were killed by Chinese interference and infiltration to our country, if we lost 100,000 people in a war, we would be at war. You know what I mean? It's just the same. We still have dead bodies. It's just a different kind of a battle.
But right. As you often said, from a libertarian standpoint, why are we so addicted?
Well, we have a problem in this country with people wanting to take drugs. There's no doubt about that, too. Moving on, Congressman, I want to talk real quick about the Speaker, Speaker Johnson, and the potential to vacate him. It feels like from Peoria that the chance of that happening is slim. But what's your take on that?
Well, I think that, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene made it clear that she has a pending motion to remove him. Now, the question is whether she or any one of her colleagues takes the next step of actually calling for a vote. So far, they have not. But I suspect that if they do, upon, you know, returning to Washington next week, a lot of us, including myself, would move to kill that maneuver, so to speak. Because, you know, if they're trying to punish him for doing the right thing, namely bringing up the Ukraine bill, the bill with regard to Israel and Taiwan, of course, my own TikTok bill, which we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he should not be punished for doing the right thing.
And I agree.
In fact, the opposite should happen.
Ironically, former President Trump, while he was blasting the jury and most likely going against the gag order, praised Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis came out and blasted Republicans, said, you blew it. You could have had the border bill, but you kept saying no. I get a sense, and even Britt Hume, who's the senior editor of Fox last night, called Marjorie Taylor Greene and her little crew. I get a sense there's a certain group of Republicans are kind of getting tired of that group.
I think so. I think there's a large group of them in the House who are very tired of Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. I think that the issue is this, folks, which is that I think Speaker Johnson had to decide, you know, does he do what's in America's best interest, or does he kind of do something that might be more politically convenient for him? And he chose the former. And for that, he needs to be commended. Because you know, the stakes are too high, as you know, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's, you know, my issue, which I've brought up repeatedly, which is that TikTok is a national security threat.
Yeah, real quick, we got 60 seconds. And tell me, to folks who think that is not true, you are privy to things that the rest of us don't know and don't see. And so we have to put our faith in you and your colleagues that you're seeing some bad things. So, but can you explain some of what your concerns are and why the concern about TikTok?
So TikTok is owned by a company called ByteDance,
right,
a Chinese company. It's indisputably controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. And under their laws, ByteDance is required to give access to the CCP to all user data, including 170 million Americans' user data, as well as control of the algorithm and the content on the platform upon their request. And what we've seen repeatedly is TikTok has flat out told falsehoods to Congress repeatedly about their relationship to the CCP, as well as access to American user data. and how it's been used against Americans. In light of that, as well as a number of other factors, including the CCP weaponizing some of this data against, for instance, Hong Kong protesters and others, you know, people thought, okay, enough is enough. We need to give them a choice, which is either continue to operate the platform here under new ownership, or, you know, you can't.
Or be done. Or be done. Yeah.
Within a year.
Right.
Within a year. They have up to a year to make this choice.
Well, yeah. Congratulations for moving that forward.
Right? It's insidious, yet some people go, well, where am I going to get my cat videos?
Yeah, I do. I'm a TikTok user, so they've got me. Raja Krishnamurthy is a congressman from the 8th District. He is a Peoria native, Washington gifted, now Reservoir, Richwood's grad, Bradley guy. Congressman, the other day, I saw one of your former employers, and I mentioned you to her, and I didn't know at the time, but while I was speaking with Congressman Robin Kelly of the 2nd District, and I said, hey, Congressman Krishnamurthy is a friend of mine, and she said, I used to be his boss. And I said, oh, really? And then we didn't talk after that. She had to go, but I wanted some dirt on you. I didn't get any. There's no dirt on you. You're one of those guys that's irritating. We can't find out anything about you, man. But it was she had nice things to say. She said she thought highly of you.
Oh, well, that's very kind. And she's a great colleague, great member. And as you know, we have a lot of great members in the Illinois delegation. We work together, and that's what it's all about.
Well, and she did say this, Congressman. She said to the crowd, she said, don't believe everything you believe in the media about how we're fighting with everybody. She said, we get along pretty well across the aisles. Most of the time, everything's going pretty good. Every once in a while, it'll be a thing, but we'll get past it. We got to go. We hope your family's well. Okay. Stay safe. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, Greg and Dan.
You betcha. That's Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy.